They said they wouldn't. I mean, they were doing like 10, 15 miles an hour. They just, they ran in a curve and a big limb.
You ready? All right. Call it, Lord. All right, you lead us in a word of prayer.
Yeah, you lead us in a word of prayer.
And that's a roll call.
Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all the students, the teachers, and our administration. Lord, we ask you to just bless them and bless the school. Bless the school board and make the best decisions that we can. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right, I'm here. Charlie Beckett.
Yes, sir.
Tom Spring.
Here.
Hayden Gross is not here. Kevin Holloway.
Here.
Brian McCurdy.
Yes, sir.
And Jesse's not here. Okay. Now we're going to eat.
Well, we're going to Brooklyn.
Well, I mean, they got to do their thing.
Brooklyn 4-H is here to eat.
This is Brooklyn 4-H. This is the first time that Brooklyn 4-H has done something slightly different. They decided they were going to do a food challenge. So the food challenge doesn't take place in Jasper like everything else. We have to travel to Longview. And we pretty much are in a big convention center in a large meeting room. And they get a table and they give them a mystery item. And they tell them you can go to the pantry like the cooking shows and get three or four items. And they have to bring all their supplies and they get to cook something. They get to prepare it in 40 minutes. And in that 40 minutes, not only do they have to prepare it, they have to have proper safety. They have to be able to tell the judges about the nutrition and all of the things that they've learned here at Brooklyn ISD and through the program. So they're going to practice with you guys today. We're going to do our appetizer group first. Okay.
Normally they would do it on their own, but we have two girls that get a combination, so I'm going to help them read.
Okay. You going to introduce them? Or?
Yeah, they're going to do it.
Oh, do it. Okay.
They do everything.
They have to do all
okay.
of it.
Okay. All right.
Okay, y'all come on there. You just set it. You just set it right there and tell them what it is. Okay, Natalie? Okay, you ready?
Hi, we're the Queen's Kitchen, and we ate the Wildcat Rolls. I'm going to pass it on to Holly. Pass it on to Holly.
Okay.
Wash our hands. Put our
hair
up. Hats. Aprons. Wash our hands and then table.
And then we wash our
hands. And then put my clothes on.
And put our clothes on. And then Callie. Tell them it's in the mouth plate.
This is my plate. We do not have fruits.
We have vegetables. Grains.
Protein.
Dairy.
The vegetables we have.
Corn.
Cilantro. And in grains we have egg of wrap.
The protein is
black beans, chicken. Last but not least,
we have dairy.
It's mozzarella cheese.
Okay. Natalie's going to tell you how we prepared the dish. And what's your nutrition?
Our nutrition is the corn has carbohydrate, the black beans have
niacin,
and protein. The chicken has B2, B12, and riboflavin, and protein.
What's the cheese have?
The cheese has calcium.
What happens if you don't get those vitamins?
If you don't get those vitamins, it's important to get these because it helps with energy. and red blood cell and growth and development. If we don't get these, they can get anemia, nerve damage, and not have energy. We also strained the black beans and the whole kernel corn. We threw away the cans. We used 1.5 teaspoons. We seasoned with ground pepper and 3 tablespoons of taco seasoning. We used 1.5 tablespoons of freeze-dried cilantro. We added mozzarella cheese. The mozzarella cheese, it has dairy and vitamin D.
How much is serving? One serving.
One serving is 1 egg roll. Do you have any questions?
Sounds like it's healthy for us. Is that what it is?
How did you pick this appetizer?
Because we worked together. Mm-hmm. We worked together and we talked about it and we prepared it.
Okay. Is this something that all three of you like to eat?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So they're good, huh?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
When you went to the pantry, tell them you had different choices.
We have different choices. We have different choices. You pick 3 out each.
No, together.
Okay. So is your protein chicken or is it beef?
Chicken.
Or black beans?
Black beans.
Okay.
What kind of sauce is it?
Miss Hildebrand made that. We added a little.
She died.
Miss Hildebrand made it's a guacamole green sauce like what you use to have at tamales. We tried to make the competition as closest to what they'll be doing next Friday, so we only let them. We gave them the main ingredient, and they had several choices. They had to go pick and decide what they were going to make.
Gotcha.
And then they were. We did let them use an air fryer, but in the competition, they'll only have a skillet and a burner.
Okay.
So they won't get an air fryer.
So they had already practiced that last Sunday after church. We went and they made burgers.
And what grade?
Fifth.
Wow, that's
okay.
Nice. Y'all are doing good.
We've never done this before. We threw it together in about a week.
Yeah, we're winging it.
Awesome. We're doing great. And they're doing much better than we are.
Yeah,
because they just amazing.
Alright,
do you want to set it on the table
for them so the next
group
can do it? Put it in your pockets.
They're not
serious.
Nope.
Most of
them.
I have never bit any of you. I've come close. Here, let me get this off.
Thank you.
Nice job, ladies. So did y'all grab the egg rolls and everything?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Look at that.
There was one egg roll that Celebrand wrapped, and it was not the good one. They wrapped the better ones.
Okay.
I don't know incorrectly.
Great.
I'm proud.
Nice.
Good job.
Good luck.
Yes.
Anything fried is good.
Yes. How about you set your stamps?
We are the Nacho Average Chefs. Our club is Brooklyn 4-H of Jasper County. I am Jake, and I am the lead chef. This is
Renee, and I'm over food safety.
I'm Carly, I'm over nutrition.
We are serving you vodka, peanut butter, chocolate, bananas, made with peanut butter, bananas, chocolate, and wildcat fried. For your option, we have Wildcat Caramel Apples, made with caramel, apples, graham crackers, and Wildcat Pride.
These are the steps we took to cook your food today. First, we put our hair up, washed our area, and then washed our hands. We separated our apples and bananas. We put anything with nuts on a different table in case of food allergies. And then we cut up the bananas and set them up. We put the peanut butter on them. And then we drizzled the dark chocolate on them. Then we put them in the fridge to chill. All
right. Our main ingredients was banana and apples with nut-free. With rare peppers. We use chocolate chips, caramel, and peanut butter. The banana is serving for one of our fruits. We don't have any vegetables, so.
Okay.
Our banana. Okay. Banana has potassium. And we have dark chocolate, and it can. It helps with. I don't know.
Antioxidants.
And then the graham crackers serve as our grains. Y'all have any questions?
So how many calories are in your... Yeah. You got chocolate and graham crackers in there. You got some calories in there.
It's carbohydrates. We don't care about calories. Yes. We got to watch the carbohydrates.
How many calories do y'all have in a serving?
We would probably estimate around 100 something.
That's a powerful banana. Yeah. That's a powerful banana. Okay, it's all right.
We didn't calculate the calories.
Yes, that's fine.
I'm not very good at math.
I got you. Okay, so what made you choose this dessert?
We chose the apples and caramel with graham crackers because we didn't know if anyone had allergies to nuts or anything. And we had chocolate, peanut butter, bananas, sandwiches that we used the items from the pantry. Our main ingredients were apples and bananas.
Okay. And you chose the apples because why did you choose what we actually made? Like, why did that pop in your brain?
Because caramel goes well with apples, so does graham crackers.
We'll make that at home a lot.
Nice. Okay. Who's this guy?
That's my younger brother, Clayton.
He's just your mascot.
He's along for the ride.
He's
been a while. He got help.
So.
So how long did it take you to prepare your dish?
Our main dish was 30 minutes, and the apples were around 10.
Nice. Great job, guys.
Cool.
Thank you.
And what grade are y'all in?
We are in 6th.
I'm in 8th.
But still, that's awful young. So yeah,
they're going to be in the inner.
That's a good job.
They're in the junior, intermediate.
We have our bananas.
Juniors and intermediate.
And they're working on speaking
to
them, trying to get them outside of
there. For sure. Speaking in front of a crowd is tough to do.
Those can go closer to Minnesota.
You'll
be fine.
Thanks, guys. She's both of them are advanced math.
Good job, kiddos.
Good luck to all of y'all.
Yep, good luck. Thank y'all. Y'all did a good job. You bet. Thank y'all.
Thanks. Good job, guys.
Real food, sir.
Whatever y'all want to do. Got to save dessert for last.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
One more. Watch the ball boy to make sure he didn't put your ball in his pocket. But wherever you hit the ball, they're going to go get it. If it's out of range or out of bounds, they go over walls. They go anywhere in the water. They'll go swim and pick it up. All for 2 rupees.
Oh, my God. All right, we're going to call the regular meeting to order here at 7 o'clock. So. Oh, we got to adjourn. That's right, I'm sorry. We need to adjourn the old one first, all right? Motion anybody to adjourn?
Yeah.
Kevin, second. All in favor of adjourning our first meeting. All right. Now we'll call the other one to order. All right. Hayden, you want to lead us in a word of prayer?
Certainly.
All right.
Father, bless us. Group of people meeting today, let us make the right decisions for the benefit of our school and our students and our administration and our faculty. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right. I'm here. Charlie Beckett.
Yes,
Tom Spring.
Here.
Hayden Groth.
Present.
Kevin Holloway.
Here.
Ryan McCurdy.
Yes, sir.
All right. And Jesse is not here. All right. Nobody's on the community forum.
Was it going to be here? His plans changed, and I wasn't sure that Brian was going to make it.
All right, the consent agenda. Everybody have it.
Looks to me like everything was in order. I'd make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second. All right. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
None opposed? Very good. 6A. We're going to pull ourselves out of debt. We're going up on the adult meal prices.
$17.83.
That's right.
So.
No, that's extra. You got to charge more for that.
Back in August, we approved the adult meals going up to $5.16, but after Region 5 coming in and helping us get prepared for the audit, they said if we don't raise our prices to $5.25 for adult lunch and $3.50 for breakfast, that we're going to end up getting dinged for that. So we would like to raise the prices.
We don't like dings. Besides that, you can't make change. You can't get penny money.
Exactly.
Make the kids fix the lunch. They'd be get two for one there. They'd teach them how to cook.
Does it affect anybody other than the faculty?
Visitors, but we don't have that many.
Subs, when they come, if they eat in the cafeteria, but no, I mean, we don't have a whole lot of people that eat outside.
You charged every kid late.
Sometimes
every day $5. You wouldn't make that much.
Lunch.
No way.
You know, they'll call in.
That's somebody put a lot of thought into that.
No, sir. But I can get you a $5. Is it $5.25 if that's what you need?
No, thank you.
All right, do I have a motion to hear the increase on the adult meal prices?
I move that we.
Tom, result. Hayden, second.
Enough? Is that enough? Do we need to make it more?
That is what Region 5 is recommending.
It wouldn't be enough
right
if you went to $10 a head every day for a year. You're still not going to make enough money.
It's about $14 to get a patty melt for a water bird.
Yeah, it's not cheap to eat out at all.
But I do
eat it. All right, everybody agreement on that?
Yep.
Okay, none opposed. All right. B is resolution regarding Senate Bill 11.
Okay, Senate Bill 11 says that we have to designate a prayer time during our day so that students can either read scripture or pray. We do that already with a moment of silence at the beginning of each day. So I recommend that we just keep it at the same time when we do at 8 o'clock in the morning when we do our moment of silence.
We don't have to provide them with a separate space or rugs or anything.
No, sir. Just an opportunity. We don't have to point them to the east or any of that
stuff. Do anything you want to.
Just provide them
an opportunity. This says take
8 o'clock. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, they do.
It says each district's board must take a record vote.
Yes, sir. Got a vote. That we are going to allow this at 8 o'clock in the morning when we do our announcements.
So moved.
Second.
Third.
All right. All in favor? Any opposed?
Okay.
None opposed?
Well, that's what I was asking. So like, when we do a record vote, that means everybody has to say yes or no. Mm-hmm.
Are you voting against it?
No, no, I'm voting. She already saying that.
She already, by law, we already have to record how each board member votes on everything.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Unfortunately. All right. Brian, did I see a hand or not? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. You're okay with it? All right. All right. C. Moving to February board meeting to.
A week up to the 12th. Because we will be on winter break on the 19th. So if we can move that to February the 12th. Because the week after that, if we move it back a week, I will be in Grapevine at a conference. I mean, y'all can do it without me. I'm just saying. Probably won't be as much fun. But anyway. Oh, sorry. So February the 12th.
The mic one, no.
All right, anybody have any conflicts? You still looking?
No, I'm double checking.
Okay.
I should be fine then.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm probably free Jesse yet.
Yes, sir.
All right, so I guess we need a motion to move the meeting.
I'll make it.
Second.
All right. All in favor of moving the February meeting to the 12th? None opposed? All right, very good. Goodness, we're to the principal's report already.
Well, I'm doing great.
Our enrollment number is elementary is at 202, secondary at 186, for a total of 388 students. And our ADA is elementary 95.31, high school 95.01, for an average of 95.14.
That's not bad during flu season.
Say again.
That's not bad during flu season.
No. We've been hit hard, too. End of the first semester and third 6 weeks was December 19th, right at the end of the, before the Christmas break. And report cards went out the week we came back on Friday, January 9th. Our progress reports for the fourth 6 weeks will be handed out on Thursday, January 29th. Upcoming events, winter break, February 17th through the 20th. Fourth 6 weeks ends that Friday before, February 13th. And we have a pep rally tomorrow. The Spurger game. That's all I got.
All right, very good. Hope your mother gets to doing better.
Thank you.
All right, athletic director.
Okay, our boys are currently 4-0. Friday night's game will be versus Spurger. JV boys game will start at 4:30, followed by the varsity girls.
Spurger.
No, sir. Here.
Oh, here. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Followed by the boys, and our girls are 5-0. Our cheerleaders went to a competition at Stephen F. Austin on Saturday and finished second overall. And that was the first time they've been in a competition, so
they did good.
Softball has started their after school practice. They currently have 5 girls in off season. So that's all I have on athletics.
Mm-hmm. All right. Any questions? Any superintendent's report.
On Wednesday, January the 7th, the week we came back, Ryan Prazer, our school attorney, came and did a presentation to our faculty and staff about the current legislative changes and requirements. We talked about social media. We talked about special ed and CPS and the things we used to have 48 hours to report CPS things. Now we have 24 hours. There used to be 48 hours if I suspected a teacher of misconduct. Now I have 24 hours. So the state had gone in and made those legislative changes, and I wanted the faculty to be aware of those. He did a great job. About an hour and a half presentation. That was last Wednesday. This Wednesday, I went down to Region 5. The Texas Education Commissioner was there. He talked to us about best practices for teaching math. Turns out, the way we did it 30 years ago, might be a way to do it now. But I'm just saying. sit behind the smart kid. Yes, yes, sit behind the smart kid. Yes. So we have the Tri-County meeting coming up in February. on the 4th, superintendent's meeting on the 11th. We have winter break on February the 16th, and then Miranda and I will be at the TASBO conference in Grapevine on the 24th through the 27th. So, getting some continuing education hours.
Winter break. We just got back from Christmas. Yes. What are you getting a winter break for?
I was going to say
because
that. Because
yeah.
Yes. Because we have done a superb job of our school calendar.
You did.
Not bad.
Okay.
All right. Any questions for the superintendent? All right, next is the personnel to consider or approve the superintendent's contract. This is the other one?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Or this is last year?
That's last year's.
You want to do that? Oh. That's
sorry.
Yeah, I guess I should have done it during open forum.
Yeah, probably so. Hey, just wait till we're done. Let's wait till we're done. Okay. I guess we'll go into executive session and discuss all of this real quick.
Did it come back on, Miss Donna?
Yes,
sir. Yep, red light's on.
Good job, Ellen.
All right. I have a motion to approve. Let's see, how am I going to word this? We need a motion to approve the superintendent's contract of, we're going to increase it by 5%, which makes it $108,150. Nice. And we're upping the vehicle allowance by $50, which would make it $400 per month.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I'll make the motion.
And also extended. We just extended the year like we always do. So, motion and second. All in favor? Any opposed? Okay.
We also had a conversation about some comments that you'd made about maybe the stipend for meals and things.
Yes.
Being short. So
yes.
Rather than us make a motion and come up with what it should be, come up with some language on what we should change it to, and we'll consider it in the next board meeting.
Okay. It's only when I go to Washington.
I know. But don't make us figure it out. Tell us what we need to approve and we'll approve it.
Okay. Miranda, what do we need to, what do we need when we go to Washington?
I don't protect
ribeyes and grilled shrimp.
Okay.
We agree $17 isn't enough money to eat them.
Well,
I mean, just when we went, we ate one meal and we split one meal that, I mean, we ate more than one meal, but that one meal we ate at, where do we eat? Raising Cane's. It cost us $27. We got a 4-piece chicken strip.
Isn't that based off
French fries?
Per diem from the state.
Piece of toast split in half, and we got an extra drink. It was
$27.
At Union Station, not even at a.
We get so much. It's kind of based on where you go, what city it's all.
I don't know. It's just always been $12 a day. I mean, $12 a meal.
Kick the homeless guy off the bench
per day.
To sit down.
So yeah.
We get rates from the state that tell us what. And that's where I was curious
right.
about. I don't know if it's the same thing because ours, that's, you know,
depending
on what city we go to, if we might go to Corpus,
right.
it may be not as much as if we go to Dallas or Fort Worth.
Right.
Or, you know,
I don't know.
You're not far off, but it may be a $5 to $7 right. difference, you know.
Okay, I'll look and see if they have something on. Is there a website you can look and see?
It's got to be on TAC, Tech Association of Counties.
We're all sitting here with bated breath, waiting for the announcement of who the noble.
Oh gosh, you made Miss Donna.
Who the what?
Let me read you this evaluation.
We forgot our Nobel Prize, our Nobel Wildcat Prize.
How about that?
Yeah, sorry. I'll have that report for you next week or next
so
month
like,
with both of them. You too. I'm sorry.
I don't know if I can email our auditor and ask her where she gets it from, but like that's kind of what we get.
You got cheaters?
Yeah.
$250s or
Whatever. What is
one over 175?
There we go.
Yeah, I'm up to 250.
Oh. So is that a day?
I think so.
Okay. Okay.
I know in the private sector, the IRS sets a per diem rate that you can go and find for geographic specific, and it breaks it out for hotels and then meals, right, and things like that.
And that may be where it comes from. I'm not
being state,
sure.
There may be a whole different. I don't know. That's the piece that I don't know about.
It's they, we just get
state rate.
From,
you know, it's a state.
I think you're right. I think that's from the IRS.
Do we still have a credit card? Don't you just take it? It's got a limit, doesn't it?
We could, but we could leave the school hanging.
Yeah, what if somebody needs something while we're gone?
You only have one card?
I did put in a regular credit card.
Because we monitor that sucker. We hold on to it very tight.
In the airport, you know, in places like that. So, we're going to have to pay for
it. You ought to be able to, because I just got... Well, I kind of went through that same thing. You know, like when I leave, you know, some places that have credit card to pay for stuff. If I go off, I got to take my credit card. But there's everybody at my office short. I had to go through my auditor to do it and request it to the bank, but I was able to get another card.
They may not want another one, though, but still.
They won't let you get
you can't just keep up in your receipts and bring them back and turn them in.
With separate credit.
We do.
You realize it's Washington. It's not Jasper. You know, if it's going to be twice or three times a month.
People lacking the name of the noble wildcat, I move with Jeremy.
Got a second? Jesse made it.
He's got a proclamation.
Yes. You gonna read the whole thing, or
you want me to?
I don't care. Whatever you want to do, you're the one doing it.
School board appreciation resolution from Commissioner's Court. Whereas the mission of public schools is to meet the diverse education needs of all children and to empower them to become competent, productive contributors to a democratic society in an ever-changing world. And whereas local school board members are committed to children and believe that all children can be successful learners and that the best education is tailored to the individual need of the child. And whereas local school board members are responsible for ensuring the structure that provides a solid foundation for our school system. And whereas local school board members are strong advocates of public education and are responsible for communicating the needs of the school district to the public and the public's expectation to the district. Be it therefore resolved that the Commissioner's Court of Jasper County does hereby declare its sincere appreciation to the members of the Brooklyn ISD School Board, and be it therefore resolved that the month of January 2026 be declared School Board Recognition Month, and the court urges all citizens to join in recognizing the dedication and hard work of local school board members and to cooperate with them and to mold an education system that meets the needs of both today's and tomorrow's children. Then be it also resolved that a copy of this resolution be prepared and presented to the Brooklyn ISD Board of Trustees as a token of the highest esteem the Jasper County Commissioner's Court holds for it. Past 10th day of December 2025 at regular session of the Commissioner's Court of Jasper County, Texas.
Thank you.
You know what I just thought about? As long as y'all been doing that for quite a few years, we never heard anything from Sabine County, have we?
Yeah.
And we're technically in Sabine County a lot more than we are Jasper County, but they've never.
Thank you very much.
You made a motion. Jesse second, and all in favor? Yes, we're adjourned. None opposed.
Thank you.
What is this?
All right. Yeah, you can unplug that before we say something.